The man known as God's architect could become a candidate for sainthood. Antoni Gaudí is Spain's most famous architect. He's best known for such masterpieces as the still unfinished Sagrada Familia Church in Barcelona. Those who want the Vatican to recognize Gaudí as a saint point out that he was a devout Catholic and that his works actually convert people to Christianity. Gaudí's admirers have presented the Vatican with their evidence, evidence that includes alleged miracles. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Barcelona.
When Antoni Gaudí was laid to rest on a June day in 1926, one newspaper editorial announced the death of a saint. Today, Gaudí devotee Juan Manuel Almuzara wants to make that sentiment reality.
Y siempre pues estuvo muy...
He says Gaudí was always close to Christ. He wasn't an architect and then a Christian, but rather the other way around. He lived Christ in all aspects of his life. Almuzara stands before perhaps Gaudí's greatest work, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Church. It's a towering modernist temple bordering on the surreal. Its support pillars rise up like the trunks of great trees. From a distance, its spires look almost like melting wax candles. Almuzara's Association for the Beatification of Antoni Gaudí says this work and others should move the Vatican to have the architect beatified, the first step towards sainthood. He says we might find it difficult to imagine praying to an architect. It doesn't seem very typical. We're accustomed to praying to monks and nuns and priests, but slowly we're understanding. We have letters from people, for example, who converted to Christianity just by seeing Gaudí's works. Here in Barcelona, Gaudí is beloved, and the Vatican has already given the green light for an investigation into his saintliness. But there are those who argue he's simply not saint material. Some have questioned his famed reputation for piety. Others say he was actually a Freemason. In a 2003 BBC documentary, the historian Robert Hughes called him a megalomaniacal bore.
To work with, he was a nightmare. He was short-tempered. He was arrogant. He treated workers with considerable contempt. He did all the things that demanding, brilliant maestros are in the bad habit of doing.
Others, like this Italian visitor named Laura, say he should simply be judged on his work alone.
I'm a fellow artist, and in terms of Gaudí's art, I think he's amazing. But a saint? I'm not so sure.
Laura also wonders whether Gaudí meets the technical standard for sainthood, which is to have carried out or caused at least two miracles. In a modest apartment along the Spanish coast, about an hour north of Barcelona, 58-year-old Ramon Amargan says he can attest to one Gaudí miracle. Aramant had his femur, or thigh bone, replaced a couple of years ago, but the incision wouldn't heal. After several operations and months in the hospital, things were looking grim. Then he and his family and an extended network of friends prayed to the architect.
Sí, yo he tenido la fortuna de que mis oraciones pues han sido escuchadas por Gaudí.
He says, I had the good fortune of having him hear my prayers. Because of Gaudí, I am completely healed. The doctors still cannot explain how it happened. Amargan says years ago he realized that Gaudí was more than just an architectural visionary.
No se podría entender.
He says all that Gaudí imagined and built cannot be explained without the presence of some sort of inhuman intervention.
Dios.
I'm talking about God. God showed him what to create. But that argument begs the question, why not beatify other masters of enduring art, such as Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci? The debate over Gaudí's miracles and other godly qualities will likely go on for years to come. Getting beatified doesn't happen overnight. Gaudí proponent Almuzara isn't impatient. He remembers a remark Gaudí made upon being asked when the Sagrada Familia would be finished. My client, Gaudí said, is in no hurry. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.
Jerry shot some video outside of Gaudí's Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. You can check that out at theworld.org.